The left-wing faction, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, DFLP, has organized a popular demonstration in Gaza City to urge both rival factions, Fatah and Hamas, to reconcile and end the prolonged division. The demonstrators, who were carrying the faction's red flag and banners, called for unity and resumption of a comprehensive dialogue that involves all political and Islamic factions.
The Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine has called this popular demonstration with protesters from different affiliations and left-wing factions to urge both Fatah and Hamas to resume national dialogue and end their rifts. All factions should be invited and be involved in the national dialogue.
They also expressed anger over the repeated delays of the national talks between the two factions. Delegates from Hamas and Fatah had been scheduled to reconvene in Cairo for a seventh round of reconciliation talks on July 25th, but the two sides decided to postpone talks on forming a national unity government until August 25th, as they failed to agree on some key issues.
We are here to call on rival factions to reconcile and start comprehensive talks with a view to proportional representation for the other factions in a future government. We call on Fatah and Hamas to intend unity for real.
Some blame the delay in talks on the large gaps between the positions of the two sides, mainly concerning the issue of the mutual political arrests in Gaza and the West Bank, and the recent tensions within Fatah over the alleged role of Palestinian Authority acting in chief Mahmoud Abbas in recruiting to assassinate former PLO leader Yasser Arafat with Israelis. Other left-wing factions also took part in this demonstration and called on rivals to seriously seek ways to end the split and put the national interests above their factional considerations. Some analysts say that the Egyptian effort to push Fatah and Hamas to reconcile is in line with regional efforts to reach a peaceful settlement with Israel.
We're seeing mounting pressure on Fatah and Hamas to end the split. Coming to an agreement is very important. It's key to forming a national unity government and restructuring all security forces and reforming the Palestine Liberation Organization.
Meanwhile, Hamas has announced that in the next round of talks, all Palestinian groups will be invited as third parties, such as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, have called for the talks to be opened up to the full political spectrum. The two main Palestinian factions, Fatah and Hamas, are under mounting pressure to reconcile and end internal division at a time when Israel continues to impose its siege on the coastal strip. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.